Peter and Paul have often been pitted against one another, even at this seminary. The Church of Rome, of course, claims Peter as he is fundamental to their doctrine of the Church, because for them he is the rock upon which the Church is founded. This often makes Lutherans uneasy and therefore shy about giving Peter his due. Paul is our man because he is the source of the doctrine of justification by grace through faith, the doctrine upon which the Church stands or falls. To bring Peter and Paul together on the same day is an ecumenical coup of sorts. And yet this is no modern invention. For the feast of St. Peter and St. Paul is one of the earliest saints' days. It goes back to the year 258. Luke, of course, had no misgivings about showing how Peter and Paul are completely united in the mission of the church. Luke shows that Peter is first among the apostles in his gospel, and then in Acts, how Peter assumes the position of leadership in the Jewish mission in Jerusalem, as well as the founder of the Gentile mission in Caesarea when he is led by God to the Gentile Cornelius and his family. In the very same book of Acts, Paul is featured in the second half as the apostle to the Gentiles, proclaiming the gospel and planting churches in Syria, Asia Minor, Greece, and maybe even in Spain. Both apostles come together in Jerusalem for the Apostolic Council, where it is made clear that there are now two distinct but compatible missions, one to the circumcised led by Peter, one to the uncircumcised led by Paul. And of course, the book of Acts ends with Paul proclaiming the gospel under house arrest. And yet, as tradition tells us, both Peter and Paul were martyred in Rome somewhere between the years 64 and 67, thus for all intents and purposes bringing an end to the apostolic era. The voice of Peter and Paul, however, are with us even today. Peter speaks to us through his two letters, as well as the Gospel of Mark. For as the early church fathers tell us, Mark is the interpreter of Peter. Paul's voice is even more prominent through his 13 letters, and of course, his close association with Luke, who in his gospel represents the theological vision of the apostle to the Gentiles. Taken together, almost three quarters of the New Testament is attributable either directly or indirectly to Peter and Paul. What is sometimes lost, however, on this feast day of St. Peter and St. Paul is what Ezekiel reminds us of, that Peter and Paul were first and foremost shepherds, pastors, who represented Christ the Good Shepherd by seeking out the lost and straying sheep among the nations of this world, gathering believers from the Jewish and Gentile peoples, and bringing them to the promised land of the church through the waters of holy baptism. And they did this by confessing that Jesus is the Christ, by confessing to know nothing except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. They proclaimed this to a world broken by sin and death. They proclaimed that in Jesus, God's Son, God has made all things right, that God has restored the brokenhearted, that He has healed the sick, He has bound up the injured, strengthened the weak, and perhaps most important of all, He has forgiven sinners. To announce that in Christ sins are forgiven is at the center of what it means to be a shepherd of the sheep who unlocks the gates of heaven for them. For confessing Christ crucified, both Peter and Paul, as the collect for today reads, received grace and strength to lay down their lives for the sake of your Son. Like Jesus, the good shepherd who gave up his life for the sheep, Peter and Paul, his pastors, also give up their lives for the circumcised and uncircumcised. Like Peter and Paul, we too continue to confess Christ crucified, and thus, by such confession, are willing to give up our lives for Christ. Or again, in the words of today's collect, we pray that, strengthened by the Holy Spirit, we may with like constancy confess your truth and be at all times ready to lay down our lives for him who laid down his life for us. Today we bid farewell to 40 young men who have been on our campus now for 2 weeks, worshiping here in Cramer Chapel, attending classes, and learning what it might be like to study for the holy ministry. One day, some of them will return to this campus to prepare to be shepherds like Peter and Paul. And that means to confess Christ crucified publicly as a called and ordained servant of the Word. Now, most of them are closer to their confirmation vows than the rest of us. And perhaps they will remember this question addressed to them after confessing the words of the Apostles' Creed. The pastor said to you this: Do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession in church and to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it? And my hope is that each one of you answered, I do so intend with the help of God. Like Peter and Paul, all of us, by baptism into Christ, were enlisted in the good fight. And so all of us are able to say that we will confess Christ and suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from this confession. On this day, we give thanks for shepherds like Peter and Paul, who show us that in Christ, the way is easy and the burden is light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.